producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Rob Dew. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. And this is our last segment with Leanne McAdoo and Joe Biggs. And then coming up next segment, we're going to have Lord Christopher Mocton via Skype talking about Scottish independence and the latest climate change fear-mongering that isn't working. Oh, we've already got snow up in the north. But hey, guys, the climate's changing. Anytime it changes, we got to do something. Even though no matter what we do, we couldn't spend enough money to change the climate and reverse any effects that were happening, most likely from the sun, through volcanoes, through natural processes. The climate changes people all the time. Whether we're here or not, it doesn't matter. The climate will change. It will continue to change. Mm-hmm. Please, please stop with the climate change nonsense.
I'm like a terrorist.
I know.
You're going to be on a watch list.
Yeah, I might. Going back to Ebola and ISIS and everything else we've been talking about, you were just showing me an article that the Joint Chiefs have now approved U.S. troops boots on the ground, whereas they said before it wasn't going to happen. It was just going to be airstrikes, and now it's boots on the ground. Then it's another base. We're going to build a base right on the border of Syria to help out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is what he said. The top U.S. military leader opened the door Tuesday to U.S. troops on the ground in the fight against the Islamic State, testifying before Congress that he could recommend U.S. military ground forces if the international coalition being formed proves ineffective against this group. You know, right now, ISIS is doing what we want. You know, they're doing what the government needs them to do right now, help topple these different regimes that they want out of power so we can move in and bring in our laws and our stuff like that. Once they get too big, see, this is the thing. We have the biggest military there. We could take these guys out in a matter of days if we really wanted to.
We are letting the monster terrorize the villagers.
Yeah. Right.
That's what we're doing. And at some point, we're going to come out with a secret weapon that'll decapitate ISIS's regime and take them down. And then, oh, well, now we have a power vacuum. Now nobody's here. Now we have to implant our own government because, well, the first time we tried it, it didn't work. The second time we tried it, it didn't work. And now maybe the 10th time we've tried it, regime change in the Middle East. And maybe now it'll work.
Yeah,
that's not going to work.
I think it's 10th time's a charm, isn't it? Isn't that how it goes?
Right, well, just like they're wanting to allow them to attack the villagers there, it's the same thing that's going to be happening here at our border. It's just a matter of time before they can make it work for them. Currently, they don't want to talk about ISIS at the border because that is going to go against this whole immigration issue. They want to downplay the terror. Meanwhile, the Democrats are saying that opponents of the president are just trying to play up the concerns of terror so they can say that he failed. But it's all about this immigration. I bet as soon as the election's over and everything, then they can start using this as a terror threat, too.
Well, that's when they're going to grant amnesty. And then they're going to say, we don't really need a border anymore. We're just going to let everybody in. And we don't need the National Guard on the border. Oh, that's fear-mongering. They're going after the militia that's just trying to help and try to do the job of the government.
Yeah, the militia, these are hardworking Americans who have families, who are teachers, who are doctors, dentists, things like that, who are coming from, you know, inland, you know, from Michigan, Chicago, places like that, down to the border because they see a problem that the government neglects to take care of. And what they're saying now is Texas police prepared to defend international bridges from militia groups, people just trying to help what they're not able to do themselves. And they follow the law, they sit out there, they talk, they make themselves known, like, hey, we're just here to help. You know, if we're interfering with anything, let me know.
They identify themselves, and they still get fired upon by Border Patrol.
Yes.
So Border Patrol is treating them hostile. And these guys...
But there's still people coming across the border.
Oh, I know, exactly. That's not stopping.
We're more worried about what's inside our bubble than the evil that's trying to penetrate our country. They don't care about that.
No.
We're the threat. We're the ones that they're worried about. We're the domestic terrorists, the returning vets.
We've got dictionaries. We've got money. from different countries, not Mexico, Chinese, Pakistani. They're bringing these people in.
Prayer rugs.
And we don't know who's coming through because we're not concerned about the border. Guys, thanks for joining me. We're going to be right back after this with Lord Christopher Mockton. Strap yourselves in. It's going to be an amazing hour here at the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Open your eyes. It's time to give your eyes a powerful nutritional boost. Sight is the primary input to the brain, arguably making eyesight the most important sense we have. And just like the other important organs in our bodies, our eyes function at peak levels when they are fed the proper amounts of essential nutrition. Open your eyes. Combining key ingredients like vitamin A, zinc, lutein, proprietary saffron bulb extracts, and more, OcuPower by InfoWars Life is the new formulation specifically designed to nutritionally assist the natural function of healthy eyes. Optimize the natural power of your eyes with the latest addition to the super high-quality InfoWars Life formulations, OcuPower. Go to InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com to order OcuPower or call 1-888-253-3139. OcuPower. Open your eyes.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Smithing and do all kinds of things.
You even sell guns.
We even.
Go to the rabble slave with a weapon. Disarm him. Get the guards. Disarm him immediately. One of the slaves has a weapon. Crazy one.
I want to be crazy. Crazy like Alex Jones. And yet have an assumption without presumption to know what's going on. Then I can throw bananas at the global clowns and hear aristocratic moans. I want to be crazy, crazy like Alex Jones. I went looking one day on the internet just to see what I could find. When I heard this talk show maniac just proudly speaking his mind. It was really wild, but the more I heard, it made a whole lot of sense to me. I want to thank you, Alex, for opening my eyes and helping the blind to see. I want to be crazy, crazy like Alex Jones. And you have an assumption without a presumption to know what's going on. Then I can throw bananas at the global clowns and hear aristocratic moans. I want to be crazy, crazy like Alex Jones.
Watching live. live on PrisonPlanet.tv or on Infowars.com/show. You can see some of the video here behind this Robert Trombe music video that we put together. Crazy Like Alex Jones. Some amazing stuff there is as the Joker. He's trying to take over that meme.
All the talking heads on the TV screen with an arrogant sophisticated. Talking about what's been going on around the world and here in our nation. They all seem to turn like a pack of wolves when Alex goes on the air. In spite of the facts, they launch their attacks, and I just don't think it's fair. I want to be crazy, crazy like Alex Jones. I get cabinet dumpster without a presumption, I know what's going on. Then I can throw bananas at the global clowns and hear aristocratic moans. I want to be crazy, crazy like Alex Jones. Yeah, I want to be crazy, crazy like Alex Jones.
I'm your Christian leader. Never mind Skull and Bones. Never mind Bohemian Grove. Never mind my actual policies. Just buy my rhetoric, buy my lies, because you're my slaves. We're going to put in a Democrat later who works for the exact same people, and you're going to love it then when they do it. All you Democrats that hate the Patriot Act and all you Democrats that hate the police state, you're suddenly going to love it.
And they do love it. They love it. They want the draft now. The liberals are calling for the draft and to raise taxes to go fight ISIS. Who knew that the liberals could be just as big a warmongers as the conservatives and the Republicans? That's why it's called the left-right paradigm, because they're both controlled by the same puppet master. That's right. That was Robert Ombe, Crazy Like Alex Jones. Our guest coming up now, Lord Christopher Monckton. He was special advisor to Margaret Thatcher from 1982 to 1986. Since then, he has been speaking out on a variety of topics, mainly global warming, climate change. His website is called scienceandpublicpolicy.org. And Lord Monckton has actually parachuted behind enemy lines to get the truth out. There's footage of him jumping off of a plane and parachuting into a climate conference where they were trying not to let him in. And he was bound and determined to get in. He's an amazing individual. I've met him personally in D.C., interviewed him. We put that interview out a few years ago. And, in fact, there's the footage there. He's about to jump out. And let's bring him on in. Lord Christopher Monckton, how are you doing today, sir?
Well, you won't get any aristocratic moans from me, I'll tell you that for sure. You're going to need to change the song a little, I think.
Well, you know, here in the United States, we do kind of look down at aristocrats. But you being a lord, you're one of the good guys. And I think you're a rare breed. Go ahead.
I said, that's really kind of you. I hope you're properly, as Alex always is when talking to me, on one knee, wearing white gloves, touching forelock, bowing low, and the correct form of address is as follows. My lordship, would your lordship be so good as to allow me to address your lordship? Then we get on just fine.
I'll try not to look you in the eye, my lordship. I'm very sorry, my lordship. Please tell me where the United States is going wrong as a country.
Well, the United States needs to deal with the matter of Mr. Obama's birth certificate, for one thing. You need to start finding a backbone in the GOP. I want to see it fighting a lot harder. I want it to find an intelligent, strong candidate, preferably from the Tea Party, to be the next president of the United States. And I want to make sure that in the midterms you've got coming up now, you will return the GOP both to the House and to the Senate. Then we can start making things better in the United States.
Well, let's just make sure it's the right people in the GOP. And, you know, there's even some good liberals out there, I'll admit. I think Dennis Kucinich was great. I wish he was still around. And but, yeah, there's an article came out today from Paul Joseph Watson, top lib. I'd lay money on Rand Paul being the next president. So there you go.
Well,
we could see it.
That would certainly ginger things up, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would definitely shake some things up. Hopefully it would change our stance on going into other countries and meddling in their business and sending troops all over the place. Let's get right into Scottish independence. I know you probably have a different opinion than us rabble-rousers here in the United States. How do you feel about Scottish independence? Are you a yay or a nay?
Well, I'm very definitely a nay. We want to keep the United Kingdom united. And I wanted to brief your boys on this because, look, I know that Scottish John, or whoever he was, some numpty that you had on before, was trying to say that if you vote yes to Scottish independence, this will mean that there will be no such thing as a new world order. Well, let's be very clear. The so-called Scottish, so-called nationalist, so-called party that is behind this nonsensical bid for Scottish independence, these are the people who would like to see the new world order. These are people on the far left of British politics. They used to be called, 30 years ago, the Tartan Tories. Then they were taken over by Alex Salmond, and he has dragged them way to the far left. He now has a bureaucratic centralist administration in Scotland. His people have been going round intimidating those who disagree with him. And when, for instance, the leader of the United Kingdom Independence Party, Nigel Farage, came to Scotland, first to Edinburgh, then to Aberdeen, in both places, Alex Salmond's bully boys were there to try and mob up the meeting and cause violence. And they've been doing this all over Scotland. This is a dangerous party, and there is the reek of extremism about everything that it does. And they do not believe in anything that the Alex Jones show believes in. They do not believe in freedom. They do not believe in democracy. They believe in simply belonging still to the European Union. But there they're going to face a very interesting difficulty. You see, if Scotland actually becomes separate from the United Kingdom, it also leaves, by that act, the European Union, because the United Kingdom is a member of the European Union. You leave the United Kingdom, you leave the European Union. Scotland would then have to reapply to join, and it wouldn't qualify to join. This hasn't even been said in the newspapers so far. It hasn't come up in the debates, because the debates have been shallow and largely emotional. And so what I wanted to do is to put across a few of the central facts. And the first thing is that whatever else you're voting for, if you vote for independence on tomorrow, as it now is, you will not get independence, because Alex Salmond wants to drag Scotland straight back into the European Union, which makes something like 5 laws in 6 for Scotland. Now, this is an extraordinary state of affairs. You have somebody who is claiming to give the people independence. What he's actually going to do, as his first act, is to try to enslave them once again to the European Union. And that is going to fail. The European Union is elected by no one. It's a self-appointed oligarchy, a tyranny by Clark. And that, too, doesn't believe in anything the Alex Jones show believes in. So anyone who listens to the Alex Jones show, who is even thinking of voting yes to so-called independence, my first word for you is just don't.
Well, what about this? Why are there so many people wanting independence in the first place? Why do they feel like they're being handed a raw deal from the UK?
From where? Well, the first thing is, I don't think there are that many. It's always convenient to the no campaign to have people think that the gap is a very narrow one, that perhaps even there might be a yes vote, because that will make sure that the no campaigners turn out in large numbers and really fight this nonsense and make sure their vote goes in the no box on the ballot paper. But you see, when Alex Salmond tries to rejoin the European Union, he'll find he can't, because the financial situation of Scotland is dire. And the only reason why Scotland prospers is for the very reason why it became joined to the United Kingdom in 1707 in the first place, because it had invested in a boondoggle called the Darien Venture, rather like investing in climate change today. It was a complete waste of money, and Scotland went bankrupt. And the only way it could save itself from outright starvation right across the land was to join the United Kingdom, whereupon prosperity took off like a rocket. And the great new town in Edinburgh was built. It's where I live at the moment, a very elegant neoclassical town. A lot of money spent on building really charming buildings, some of the finest in the world. Suddenly Scotland was prosperous, and it has remained prosperous throughout the last 300 years. But those inward English subsidies to Scotland, once they go, Scotland is left with a black hole in its finances. And the black hole is a big one. It's equivalent to somewhere between 8...
Lord Moncton, I got to stop you. We're going to break. But I do want to say this. The Scots have been wanting independence for an awful long time. This isn't something new that has been going on. So we're going to talk about that when we come right back. The Alex Jones Show. It's our guest, Lord Moncton.
My Magic Mud is a tooth whitening powder that removes plaque and detoxifies your mouth. It's safe for your enamel, giving you a beautiful polish and a dentist-like clean after every use. My Magic Mud is also the perfect remedy for pain caused by sensitivity. It strengthens your teeth and gums for a strong, healthy smile. The ingredients are 100% natural, and it's safe for children. Simply brush with My Magic Mud right before bedtime for a cleaning you can count on. Visit MyMagicMud.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. Criminals know that your wooden door frames are weak and your alarm system can't keep them out. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and alarm systems can't prevent forced entry. Harden your door and door jam with a Door Sentinel. Protect your home now at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com for a special limited time offer. The Door Sentinel, your home's first line of defense.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back. back live. It's the Alex Jones Show. You can find us here 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, and back Sunday from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Central. All those times are Central. You can find more information at Infowars.com. You can also become a member of PrisonPlanet.tv, and your subscription helps support what you see here, sending our reporters out in different areas, and it's you can share your username and password up to 11 people. So it's 11 memberships for the price of one, PrisonPlanet.tv. And if you just want to watch a free video stream right now, you can go to Infowars.com/show and watch the free live stream. Lots of things going on. During the break, I looked up a couple things. There's a New York Times article out. Many questions arise from Scottish independence vote. And there are some questions. It is run by a more leftist organization, which probably means more government. Once an independence vote were to take place, also the per capita government spending is higher than the rest of Britain and in Scotland. It is. They spend more money than they take in. They're sort of a welfare child state of England. And in CNN World, UK party leaders promised Scotland new powers ahead of key independence votes. So that's if they stay in, the union, then they're going to get more power. So maybe this is some kind of clannish type power play. When I say clan, I don't mean like the KKK, what we have here. I'm talking about the Scottish clans. If you look back at Scottish history, a lot of it is based on these clan families coming together and fighting for independence, but also double crossing each other in many instances. So maybe this is just a power play. Lord Mockton's our guest. What do you think when you look at the historical significance of Scotland wanting its independence from England? And then what we have now, how is it different? How is it different? I guess that's my question.
Okay, let me begin just by finishing off where I was before the break. 8% and 13% of GDP, somewhere between those figures, that's how much the annual deficit of Scotland will be. In other words, they're going to need a subsidy to the extent of 1 month in every 12, roughly, that they're working. And that is a very bad starting position for a supposedly independent new state, because, as you rightly say, it has become a sort of socialist nirvana. It's rather like a communist country in the percentage of GDP that the enormous state sector has, because, for instance, 1/5 of the population, I kid you not, 1 in 5 of the population are collecting what is called a disability benefit. This is a nation which is a sick nation. It's a bankrupt nation if it stands on its own. If it stands together with England, it's a strong nation. So paradoxically, the historical national consciousness of Scotland, which was really created almost artificially and rather bloodily by Robert the Bruce, who was himself of English origin, the same kind of emotional nationalism now will cost Scotland very dear indeed, because Scotland is not in a financial position to stand on her own feet. If I had really wanted independence for Scotland, and I had been Alex Salmond, then I would have worked very hard to make Scotland more prosperous and less dependent on subsidy than the rest of the United Kingdom. I would have had a small government and not a large and bloated government. I would have tried to wean people gradually and responsibly off welfare so that they could stand on their own feet and not be dependent effectively at the moment on the English taxpayer. And let me make this also plain to you. It's a very important point on the finances here. If in 2008, when the world banking crash happened, Scotland had been independent then because of the Scottish banks' very large exposure to this disaster, Scotland would have gone bankrupt overnight, and bankrupt to a degree worse even than in the Darien venture 300 years ago, which led to independence because they had to join with England to survive financially in the first place. Scotland is in no position to go independent. If Scotland were to go independent, most of the financial sector would have to move out, and for international legal reasons, most of Scotland's banks would have to get rid of almost all their capital assets in the shape of their loans. They would no longer be able to have a large loan book. So the taxation which is now collected from the Scottish banks, which is quite large, would disappear. The oil revenues, and this was always oil-fired nationalism, they are in rampant decline. They will be stable at a very low level for the next 5 years. They will then plummet again to almost nothing. And yet, at the moment, the Scottish so-called government, as it likes to call itself, is trying to pretend there will be a far larger revenue from North Sea oil than any independent analyst thinks realistic. This is fantasy land on steroids. So that I just wanted to get across. Anyone who is thinking of voting for independence, you are voting for an annual cost per household calculated by an independent economist for the Scottish Research Society, of which I'm secretary. And you can go to ScottishResearchSociety.com to read your report. You'll find that the cost per household...
We're going to break, Lord Mockton. We'll be right back. We're going to let you finish up on that point, then we're going to talk about the global warming charade that's going on right now.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them. Help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season.
Welcome back, and we are live on this September 16th, 2014 edition of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Rob Dew. You can watch us live on prisonplanet.tv or infowars.com/show if you're at your computer and you want to see the massive amounts of articles I have in front of me. If you'd like to see Lord Mockton on TV calling us from the UK, where they have an important vote going on in just 2 days. It's going to be Thursday. The Scots will vote on whether they want to secede from the United Kingdom. Last week we had Scottish John here in studio talking with Alex. Now, he thought it was a good thing and that would stop the New World Order dead in its tracks. Lord Mockton has a 180-degree opinion on that. He doesn't believe in it. But you know, I'd like to look at this. We have Catalonia, which is talking about going independent. Texas has talked about it. Northern California is talking about seceding from Southern California and creating a new state, actually, within the United States. Some counties there in Northern California and in Southern Oregon. So this is happening, and why is it happening? People are kind of fed up with these giant centralized bureaucracies. There's the article from The Guardian. Catalonian MPs set to approve law on independence vote. And they had millions of people out in the streets marching for independence. We saw Ireland basically kind of change its economy. It was about 15 years ago. They started getting into technology. And they kind of changed the way their economy ran. It's not the best in the world. Could Scotland do this? Could they revamp what they're doing now and make themselves prosperous if they were independent as opposed to being under the UK? Lord Mockton, that's my question I propose to you.
All right. Well, let's just finish off on the point I was on. Each household will find that it has to pay an extra £3,500 to £5,500 a year. That's about what? $5,500 to $9,000 a year. That's how much the cash cost of independence is going to be to each household in Scotland. You took Ireland as an example there. Let me answer that one for you. Ireland is now one of the most indebted countries in the world. It's hopelessly in debt. It's seen its house prices plummet by 30 or 40%. It's seen drastic cuts in the public sector to try and balance the books, and they're still not balanced. That's certainly no example to Scotland. And the romanticism, which I share, you know, I love the history of Bonnie Prince Charlie coming from France to take over Scotland, which he succeeded in doing. He went down to England as far south as Derby. If only he'd had the courage to carry on. The government in England, in London, was already planning to flee, and he would have formed the government and united Scotland, but under a Scottish king. It so nearly happened. But you see, it didn't. And in the end, Scotland at the moment is simply incapable of standing on her own feet economically. But it isn't just economics. If you go to page one of Macaulay's Great History of England, one of the finest works of literature in the English language, it's beautifully written, and it's also sharply observed. And on page one, he says this, that after centuries of warfare, Scotland was at length bound to England by indissoluble ties of interest and affection. Because it's not just about the money. It's not just about the fact that Scotland remains dependent on the United Kingdom financially. It's also that this has been a very successful union by any standard. The moment Scotland had been united with England, the British Empire began to form. And for nearly 100 years, we found ourselves ruling a quarter of the globe. The Pax Britannica was universal. Britannia ruled the waves. Britannia, not just England, but Scotland as well, was part of that. Scotland, as part of England, stands as part of one of the most successful nations in international diplomacy to this day in the world. Scotland, as part of the United Kingdom, is therefore much stronger and, paradoxically, more independent than she would be if she decided to throw all this away. And I was talking to the train guard on the train from Edinburgh to Dundee the other day, and I had a lot of copies of the economic assessment that Ewan Stewart has done for the ScottishResearchSociety.com, and I was showing this to him. And he said, well, I'm voting for independence. I'm voting on the basis of emotion. I'm voting with my heart, he said. And I said, look, I never tell anybody not to vote with their heart. What I would say to you is it might be worth your while just to count the cost first so that you can decide whether it makes any sense to vote with your heart. So I gave him a copy of the 64-page economic analysis we'd had done. I said, even if you only read the first paragraph, it'll summarize the main points there. The first three pages go into it in more detail. Then you can look at 64 pages. Every individual topic is covered. What is Scotland's currency going to be? At the moment, Alex Salmond has given up the idea of independence in terms of issuing his currency. He said, oh, we'll let Britain do that. But if Scotland wants to use Britain's currency, but Scotland isn't part of a currency union with Britain, then Scotland will not have a seat at the table at the Bank of England, as it does now, to form the monetary policy of Britain. So it will not, in this very crucial extent, it won't be independent at all, just as it won't be independent if it rejoins the European Union, just as it won't be independent if it continues to run an enormous financial deficit, and it will eventually be in hoc to the people to whom it owes money. There's no way that a vote for independence on Thursday will actually give you independence, even if the vote is yes. So why not vote no, stand by the Union, not only for practical reasons, but also for reasons of affection. Of course, we have this love-hate relationship between Scotland and England, largely maintained these days by sporting contests of one kind or another, particularly the rugby, at which, alas, Scotland hasn't been doing too well recently. But it is really absurd for anyone to think that Scotland is going to be a strong and prosperous and independent nation if it goes independent. So let us hope that everybody will have the common sense and the strength of will to vote this ludicrous proposal down, and therefore to prevent what would effectively be the entrenchment of something not in economic terms different from communism all over Scotland.
And that would be a very interesting prospect, a communist country, openly communist. If they were to become openly communist right in the middle of Europe, that would definitely, although you could say a lot of Europe is communist or socialist to one degree or another. That's one way of looking at it. Where can you find your report, your 64-page report?
Yes, what you do is you go to Scottish Research Society, or one word, .com, ScottishResearchSociety.com. You go on there, you'll find a lot of news and facts about the independence referendum. You'll find several reports by us, but the most important one is this economic assessment. This is the assessment the Scottish so-called government should have done. This is the assessment the United Kingdom government should have done. If it had done that assessment early enough, then nobody would have even dreamt of continuing with the idea of having a referendum on independence. They would have realized the game was up. It simply can't be afforded, and the damage to Scotland would be enormous. You see, the structure, the government structure that has already been put in place by Alex Salmond is a bureaucratic, centralist, heavily expensive. The state owns everything. The state nationalizes the land. The state grasps all the businesses. The state centralizes the police. We no longer have police forces in each county. We now have a single national police force, just as they used to do in the Soviet Union.
Hear me out real quick. What if they do vote for independence, and then they do collapse under their own weight of a bureaucracy, and then they decide they have to change? Wouldn't that be an example for the world, saying that, look, communism and big government doesn't work? You have to give people control over their own lives. Isn't that what these people just want in the end? And what if that happens? You know, this guy just came into power. Who's to say he can't be voted out of power? Maybe I'm an idealist. I don't know. But
well, here's the thing. I can see the value to the rest of the world of learning that lesson, but I do not want to see the damage to Scotland that would happen in the meantime. The fact is, this is really a crazy proposal by crazy people. You see, Alex Salmond has never had to take governmental responsibility because at one level, he's part of the EU, so most of his laws are made by the EU, and the daft wee parliament at Holyrood is merely a rubber stamp. And most of his money comes not from his own taxpayers, who contribute less per head than most of the United Kingdom, but from London. So he's not independent and will not be independent after independence. As I've just said, there's no way that Scotland, with anything like its present government system, can afford to stand on its own two feet. So here is what's going to happen if Scotland votes for independence. Most people, and I mean most people, whose primary livelihood comes from the state, will either have that livelihood substantially cut, and I mean a cut of something like 10 to 20%, or they will lose their jobs altogether. If you think you're going to sit there, paid by the state, when Scotland becomes independent, whether you're paid to work or paid through a state pension or paid through a civil service pension or paid through benefits or disability benefits or getting free health care, all of those things you will no longer get to the same degree or anything like the same degree that you get them now. And everyone who has looked at the economics of Scotland has come to the same conclusion. If you think I'm making up a scare story to try to terrify people into voting no, I'm not. The independent assessment of Ewan Stewart, available at ScottishResearchSociety.com, makes it entirely clear how insane, and that's the word that he privately used to me, so I won't put that in the document, but this is the most insane proposal I have ever had to analyze. He said, in a way, I really didn't like to do it. He said, I'm a Scot. I love Scotland. I really don't want to see this happen. And that is the view of all of us at the Scottish Research Society. So do go to ScottishResearchSociety.com and find this out for yourselves. We must keep Scotland part of the United Kingdom, because otherwise there will be effectively yet another communist country. It won't be called communist, but that is how it will run its economy. Heavily centralized, heavily based on the state, private sector nowhere, massive taxation, nationalization of land. They're already doing that. It's about the only country in Europe where nationalization of land is actually taking place as we speak. I bet you haven't seen that in any of the newspapers, but that's what's going on. And if that continues under independence, it will accelerate. So if you own your house or you own a patch of land, however small, in no time at all, the Scottish state
will be absorbed by the evil Scots who want independence. We got Lord Christopher Mocton as our guest. He agrees with David Cameron, who is also begging the Scots not to leave the UK. We've got a little bit more time. I do want to switch to climate change news, because that is where you are also an expert on. It seems anything you get into, you become an amazing expert and an eloquent speaker on the topic. I want to go, Obama is going after a new coolant. And also we've seen this evidence of hasn't been any climate change. We're actually cooling down. At least we haven't been warming up. What is the latest in the climate change news? What's the latest in the news there?
Here goes. First of all, if you are in high school, however senior you are, you will never have lived under global warming. There has been no global warming now, believe it or not, for just on 18 years. And this is the, according to the RSS, that's Remote Sensing Systems, satellite monthly data set, which I analyze every month. And you can go to whatsupwiththat.com, or you can go to climatedepot.com, or you can go to scienceandpublicpolicy.org, and you can find these regular monthly assessments of the temperature record, and it now shows a zero least squares linear regression trend. And that's a way of processing the data to establish which way it's heading. And so far, for the last 18 years now, there has been no global warming at all. Zero. Nada. Zip. Zilch.
But that's because we put up a ton of windmills and solar panels, right? I mean, doesn't that...
If only. They have made no difference to the amount of carbon dioxide that's being emitted to the atmosphere, which is continuing to rise. And that's the startling thing. The carbon dioxide is rising at rapid and record levels, according to the United Nations, and according to the record, for instance, at your own Mauna Loa research station. And yet, despite that record rise in the concentration of CO2 in the atmosphere, which is what's supposed to be causing all this warming, the warming is not happening. And I got a professor of physics onto me the other day. He said, have they even got the basic science of how much of a radiative effect CO2 in the atmosphere has? Have they got any evidence based on observation and measurement of what that value should be? And I said, yes, I thought I did. A professor had told me that he had done the original research on this. And I said, I put the professor in touch with the other professor, who said, actually, no, I didn't do it observationally. I did it by yet another computer model. So all of this scare comes out of computer models, which turn out in just about every material respect to be wrong. In fact, the rate of global warming since the UN's climate panel produced the first of its five leaden, multi-thousand-page assessment reports in 1990, 25 years ago, the rate of global warming since then is exactly half of what was then predicted with substantial confidence. Well, that substantial confidence was substantially misplaced. And these are the people, having got every single forecast wrong, who are trying to tell us we must shut down the West in the name of saving the planet. But, of course, the Alex Jones listeners know perfectly well that we don't need to save the planet, because the planet was triumphantly saved 2,000 years ago, and it doesn't need to be saved again.
I would totally agree with you. Yeah, the planet will take care of itself. We need to take care of what we do, and we need to stop, I think, funding wars, maybe taking deadly pathogens and mixing them with deadly flus and see if they could come together and then losing them. I mean, there's a whole host of issues we could keep control of that we're not keeping control of. But let me tell you, the climate is not one of them. Because why? We cannot control the sun. No matter how much we think we can, we cannot control the amount of energy that the sun puts out. And when that, those levels go up and down, that is what changes our climate. It's volcanic activity. We're not plugging up any volcanoes. There's not enough concrete in the world to plug up volcanoes. And it just can't be done. Those are the types of things we would have to do to stop climate change. It would cost too much money to do any of that anyway. And we're not even warming. So I thought that was what the scare was, that we were warming up, and that's not happening. Lord Moctor, we're going to come back in a short segment. I just want to remind everybody, next hour we're going to have an Alex Jones and William Biddy interview. And this is a premier NSA whistleblower. This guy was an NSA whistleblower when Snowden was in college. So he's been around the block. We've had plenty of NSA whistleblowers on here before Snowden. Snowden just gave us names and dates to things that we already knew were happening. But I want to ask you a quick question, and I'll probably let you answer this when we get back from the break. Nigel Farage was on Neil Cavuto's show last week, and he recently said that because of this ISIS problem, we're going to have to give up our liberty for security. He was channeling a bizarro Ben Franklin, saying something exactly opposite of what Ben Franklin said. And we've also had senators come out like Patrick Leahy and say, if we stop the NSA from spying on people, it's only going to help ISIS, yet we leave our southern border wide open. I'm going to let you answer that question when we come back and cover anything else you want to in that last segment. It's the Alex Jones Show. You're watching us live. We're going to be here until 2 p.m. Central. The websites are InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and InfoWars.com/show. I'm your host, Rob Due. We'll be right back.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
This is our final segment with Lord Moncton. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to have William Binney with Alex Jones. He's the former technical leader for intelligence with the NSA. He became a whistleblower in 2001. And he's got a lot to say, even with the Snowden revelations. He goes places that Snowden didn't go a long time ago. He was one of the best analysts and codebreakers in NSA's history. This guy is a bona fide expert. He's going to be with us in the next hour. Right now we have Lord Moncton for this final segment. And I was just listening to the ad about the water filtration as we came out of break. And when I met Lord Moncton, he was in person in D.C. He was telling me how he has his water filtration system set up. Lord Moncton, why don't you tell us about that? And then I want you to get into what Nigel Farage said about that we have to give up our liberty for security.
The water very briefly. I mean, we get our water on our estate in the Highlands from a natural lake. It's Loch Rannoch. It's actually bacteriologically pure most of the time, but occasionally pollutants get in, mostly from animals round about. And so we run our water, first of all, through a double sand filter. That takes out the solid peat that, of course, gets into the water all over Scotland from the mountains and makes it dark. So once we've clarified the water, then we run it through an ultraviolet filter, which kills any remaining bacteria that may be present. And nobody's died yet, so we think it's working rather well.
There you go. That's independence for you right there, even in Scotland, even by not wanting Scottish independence. You're being independent by filtering your own water, not depending on the state to bring it to you. Now, let's finish up with Nigel Farage. Do you believe we should give up our liberty for security in the threat of ISIS, a group that we're actually funding?
No, I don't think we should give up our liberty. But what is the point of giving up our liberty for the sake of liberty? That's not how it works. What we do need to do is deal with one outstanding problem, which has been left on one side by the West for reasons of political correctness, and that is that the Quran contains passages which are illegal at United States law, at UK law, and also at Australian law. I'm in Australia at the moment. And each of those laws, we have a provision that says that incitement to murder is a serious imprisonable offence. There are several passages in the Quran. They are known as the sword verses. They've long been known to be a problem, which is why they've even been given their own name, which recommend that Muslims should kill those who do not believe in Islam. And you see how easy it is for an imam in the mosque to get hold of impressionable youngsters, read these passages to them, and say, look, the Prophet Muhammad in his holy book says you've got to go and kill the unbeliever. And that's how they are succeeding in radicalizing each other. So what do we do about this? We're not in the business of banning books either. What I think we need to do is to require that all copies of the Quran contain a warning that if anyone reads any of these sword verses out loud, then they could be prosecuted for incitement to murder and locked up for a very long time. And all of these passages, and it amounts, believe it or not, to something like 62% of the entire Quran, which are attacking the unbeliever and saying he should be killed, those should be printed in boldface and in red, and at the front it should say, these are the passages which, if you read them out loud, you can be prosecuted for incitement to murder. I think we cannot go on allowing one standard for the rest of us where we are not allowed to say things or print things that incite other people to murder, whereas they, simply because they call it a holy book, are allowed to do so. I don't want to ban the Quran, but I do want to make it clear to Muslims all over the Western world that those passages in the Quran which incite to murder are illegal at our law, and they must stop responding. citing them out loud.
That was the final word. Lord Moxon, I got to break in right there. We're going to break, and this has been the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back with William Binney.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.